We're starting Siman Tov, Reish, Mem, Hey, Dine, Lulav, the beginning of Hilchos Lulav, which is really Hilchos Arba Minim. We start with the Lulav, then we'll move on to the Hadassim, Aralos, Esros. Okay, a lot of work. So, the famous third parak of Sukkah, entitled Lulav HaGozel, discusses the Arba Minim. So the Mishnah begins, Sukkah Daf Chafes, Lulav HaGozel Pasul. Okay, we're not going to discuss that now. And then the Mishnah goes on to list different things that are actually unique to the Lulav. Lulav HaGozel is not unique, because you can have an Esther Gozel, you can have... So that's saved actually for a later Simon discusses the Gozel part. But then the Mishnah says, Nifritzu Olav is Pasul, and Nifridu Olav is Kosher, but Rabbi Yehuda says that you should tie it up. So the question is, what is this Nifritzu Olav, which is Pasul, and what is Nifridu? So Nifridu seems pretty clear. Nifridu Olav is Kosher. It means that we know what the Lulav looks like, but as the Lulav stays on the tree, the leaves start to separate. So if the leaves have separated, it's still going to be kosher. But Yehuda says that you should tie it up. Now, so the Beis Yosef tells us that the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Even if you don't tie it up, if the leaves have separated a little bit, we'll see how much in a bit, the lulav is still kosher. When Rashi explains Nifridu Olav, which is kosher, according to Tanakhama, he explains that they're still attached to the shedra, to the spine, to the middle of the lulav. They start to separate ka'anfe ilan, like the branches of a tree. The Torah tells us that it starts to open up, okay, and that's okay. But if it stays on the tree long enough that now it separates, and what happens is that after it separates a little bit more, and then it hardens and it becomes like a piece of wood, and then you can't push them together anymore. So if it was to reach that point, that would be puzzle. But as long as it's still soft and flexible, so even if it separates a little bit, that's going to be okay. When the Beis Yosef tells us that it's okay, if it separates a little bit, he brings down from the Magid Mishnah, who brings down from Miksas HaGaonim, Shem Mitzah Min HaMuvchar Litol Lulav She'en Olav Prudos. So even though it is kosher, but it is a mitzvah and a muvchar not to take such a lulav. The lulav should be closed. So let's see that inside. Okay. Tof reish mem hey sif alef. Lulav shenifridu olav zemi al zem. They've separated from on top of each other. Velo nidaldu ka'ole hacharios. Kosher, afilu lo agadol. So even though you didn't tie it up, it's going to be kosher. But he tells us it's only if lo nidaldalu ka'alei hacharios. Okay, so we have to see what that means. So the truth is we really should do nifritzu and nifridu together. Okay, so let's put that on hold for a second. There, we'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Now there's another Gemara on Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis, which tells us if the lulav is charus, it is pasul. Rashi explains charus, like we said before, that it separates and it hardens like a piece of wood, and now you can't even push it together. That's pasul. But dome lecharus, which Rashi explains, it starts to harden, but it didn't fully harden yet, so that's still going to be kosher. Okay. Now, what is so nifridu olav means it's separated a little bit. And that's going to be kosher. But nifritzu is puzzle. What is this nifritzu? So, according to some Rishonim, nifridu and nifridu, kosher, nifritzu, not kosher, they're not related at all. and in which case we don't have to wait. We can just do Sif Aleph and then Sif Beis. However, the Rif and the Rambam understand. That this nifrit to olive, which is possible, is shenidadulu mishedro shalulav ka'ale hacharios. Okay, you have the same term used in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. What's troubling is that it's explained differently in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The way we explained it in Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains it, is that it hardens like a piece of wood, and you can't put it together. In Sif Beis, it's going to be explained slightly, it's going to be explained different. So, there are three opinions as to what is this psul of nifritzu olav. Rashi says that the ena mechubarim ela ayde aguda. The leaves fell off entirely, and now you're tying it up. The leaves fell off entirely, and now you're tying it up. That's nifritzu olav, which is pasul. But Rashi throws in three words which are somewhat troubling. Velav hadarhu. So, the arba minim, we have a pre-eight hadar. Type of beauty, that's the esrog, but they're all the minim I learned that have to be a level of hadar, of beauty, and Rashi says, this is lacking in beauty. Now, we'll in the coming weeks, we're going to discuss this, the idea of hadar. Other Rishonim say, it has nothing to do with hadar. If all the leaves fell off, then it's not a lulav anymore. Don't tell me it's a lacking beauty. It's not lacking beauty. It's lacking a lulav. It's not a lulav anymore. So that's a discussion, which maybe we'll see today in the Shara Tzion. Tosa says, that's not what Nifritu Olav is. Nifritu Olav is we know that each leaf on the lulav is a double leaf. Nifritu Olav means that most of the leaves on the lulav have split in half. Because it's two, each leaf is a double leaf. So it's opened. Nifritu rosh kal olava ola migaba barov alin shebelulav. So most of the leaves of the lulav have split. Split meaning each leaf is double, so it's open. And then the Rif and the Rambam say this nidal dulu mishedro shel lulav kaale hacharios. Okay, so those are the three opinions as to what is nifritu olav. Each of them is going to be, we're going to possibly like all three of them in Sif. Okay, let's see that in Sif. Let's go back to the Sif Aleph. Back to the Shulchan. Torf Reish Mem Hey Sif Aleph. Lulav Shenifridu Olav Zeh Me'al Zeh. The leaves have separated, but you can still tie them up. V'lo Nidazulu Ka'alei Hacharios. We'll see what that means in a second. Kasher Afilu Lo Agado. Even if you didn't tie it up, it's going to be kasher. Hagad notes, says Ramah, Mikamakom, Mitzah Minamucha, Belulav, She'en Allah Prudos Lagamre, Mitzah Minamucha, to take a lulav whose leaves are not wide open. Now, what does the Mechaber mean when he says, Velo Nidaldalu Ka'ale Acharios? Here, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Katan Beis, the Teva Acharios, Shenifidu Halam, and Israchaku Harbe, they separate far from each other the leaves. Uvamakom chibura in the bottom where they're attached to the spine of the lulav nis kashu ke'etz. They harden like a piece of wood. And then you can't put them together.
Which is the one that means that they split, the double leaf split?
We didn't get there yet. That's nifritu. That's the Sif Beis. We went back to Sif Aleph. Okay, so if the leaves separated, as long as you can put them back together again, they're kosher, mitzvah min amuvchar not to have such a lulav, and you probably should tie it up, but even if you didn't tie it up, it's still going to be kosher. Mitzvah min amuvchar, that would not even be necessary. Okay, now this is something that's somewhat relevant, because you do have sometimes the leaves are not fully attached to each other. So Dirshu in footnote 9, says, a lot of times you hold the lulav straight and you see there's this space in between. It's not totally straight like a spear. They're not mamish stuck together. You can see through the leaves. So, we bring down from Rav Yosha that's fine. That's considered mitzvah min amuvchar. That's not what we're talking about over here. And then he brings down from Rav Yisrael Orbach, who's quoted in one of the Arba Mina books, that you put it on the table, and all the leaves are something that's so gamish that it separates. But that's not the psul is coming from. It stayed on the tree too long. Not that it's a flexible type of lulav, but it stayed on the tree longer, and it started separate. That's not what's going on. If you put it on the table, and all the leaves are one on top of the other, so that's the mitzvah min hamubchar, and that's going to be fine. So our lulav nowadays, for the most part, are going to be not only going to be kosher, they're even going to be mitzvah min hamubchar.
Because it's hard to have a kosher lulav.
What?
It's hard to get a non-kosher
lulav. Yeah. So that's going to be even mitzvah min hamubchar. So what's interesting is that this line of the Mechaber, that it's separated, but lo nidaldelu ka'olei hacharios, here the Mishnah Berurah explains as it didn't harden. It didn't harden like a piece of wood. Yet the same term comes up in Zibbeis, and it's translated differently. So it's like a Zibbeis. Sif Aleph is Nifridu Alav, which is kosher. Fine. Sif Beis. Nifritzu Alav. Nifritzu Alav, the Mishnah told us, is puzzle. Everyone agrees. There's no machlokes. The only machlokes is what is the definition of Nifritzu Alav. Here's what he said. We have three opinions. Either the leaves are totally detached and they're just tied up, or most of the double leaves have separated so that the double leaves are not double anymore, or at least could slit most of the way down. And then the Riff and the Rambam have this phrase of Nidaldulu Mishedro Shel Lulav Ka'ale HaKharios. So after we saw Sif Aleph, that phrase is supposed to mean to us that it hardened like a piece of wood. That's what it's supposed to mean. Yet it's not how it's going to be explained now in the parentheses, which may be the Rambam, may not be the Rambam. If you understand it the same way we understand Sif Aleph, so then Nifridu is when it's still flexible enough, soft enough to push back. And Nifridu, which is possible, you can't push back. So then Aleph and Beis are the flip side of the same, two sides of the same coin. This one's kosher because it's still malleable, whatever, movable, flexible. And the other one is possible because you can't move it. It's hardened like a piece of wood. Okay. So again, says the Mechaber in Sipeis, Nifritu Alav, Ushi Yidaldu Mishidra Shalulav Ka'ale Acharios. What does that mean? Says the parentheses, the Hainu She'enan Olim Im HaShedra. They don't go up the leaves with the spine. All the lulav leaves always go up. You know what the problem is over here? They go down. Tluy in the mountain. Like we find by the Ravos. When they're fresh, they're going up. And then as Yantif goes on. So the lulav leaves going down. That's how he explains it, which is different than the Mishnah Berurah explained it in Sif Aleph. Mishra Sivkat and Dalad, the Hain Ratzalomer, the Ganzer Bachal Nidalzulu Me'orecha Chedra, Avshadain Lo Ne'ekru Michiburan. So even though they're still attached to the spine, Rashi says they're not attached anymore. Sounds like as long as they're attached, maybe it'll be okay. I don't know. So here he tells us that, like the Riff and the Rambam, but he's explaining it that the leaves, instead of going up, are basically dead leaves and they're going down. Vua Dinim Ne'ekru Mimokom Chiburan Bechedra. So what I think that means is that it's almost entirely severed from the spine of the lulav, but just hanging on by a little bit. That's also going to be good. Also going to be possible. But sometimes it can still be going up, but most of it got cut off on the bottom. So it's still strong enough to stand vertical, but most of it's cut off at its source. Then he switches gears now, and now he tells us, what if the shedra itself, the spine itself, is broken and bent over? Okay, so that's... Don't buy a lulav like that. So, first he brings out Magen Avraham, wants to say it's kosher, the Achronim disagree with him, and then others come and say that Magen Avraham didn't really mean that the spine is cut and it's mamish, falling down. He must have meant something else. Okay. Right there. So, continuing in... First we have the explanation of this Yidantulu. So he tells us it's possible. This is Nifritu Allah, which is Pasal, which the Mechaber brings down the Rif of the Rambam, Yidautulu Mishedro Shalulav Ka'ala Echarios, and it's explained here, quoting the Magid Mishnah, that the leaves, instead of going up, are going down. Once they're going down, they don't go up, they're no good. Hagom. No, says the Ramah, this is the Ramah. The koshake im nifritsu v'ne'ekru lamata min ha-shedra the pasal afilu ogdan. So that's going to be Shita's Rashi. It's detached from the tree. You detach from the spine of the lulav, and you tied it together. V'chein im niskashu ha'alin ke'etz v'ein yichon chabren el ha-shedra pasal. So this shita, which he brings down from the tour, would turn nifritsu alav into the flip side of nifridu. Nifridu, separating, coming back together, that's still kosher, even if you don't tie it up. But nifritsu is when it hardens and you can't put it back together. So that would be either basically a fourth opinion. You could say it's the same thing as nidul, the riff in the Rambam, but the Magid Mishnah gives a different explanation in the riff in the Rambam. That would probably be, we'll call it 3A, and call this 3B. The chozeh barov al, that's if it's most of the leaves. Aval miut olav nasu kach, if only a minority of the leaves have this problem, ushar olav nishiru, and the rest of the leaves are intact, v'adayin halulav nish'ar mechuseh ba'alin kosher, and the rest of the lulav is still covered with leaves, it's going to be kosher. Mishpura says sifkat and chas, most of the leaves, what does it mean? Verov kol olav ve'olav, most of the leaves, and most of each one of most of the leaves. Most of each leaf is split, and then most of the leaves. Wait a second. He's not giving this. Hold on, I'm confused. He didn't give this shot as the. He didn't bring down this tosis. No, here it's talking about when it opens up. Okay, I have to look into that. Okay. But the lulav has to be still covered in leaves in order for it to be kosher. So look at the bir halacha. Divrei Masna v'adayin halulav nishar mechusa ba'alin. Ayin bebir ha'grosh kasa. He brings down the gra, who compares the lulav to the hadas. And there's an opinion that if the hadas is not fully, a hadas has to have three leaves coming out of each point. And if you don't have that anywhere along the way, and it could be, it's not called Ovos, which is Anach Eitz Ovos, and it's going to be Pasul. So, says the Gra, so it would be the same thing with the Lulav. If it, in any point along the Lulav, it's not covered with leaves. Which sounds fine. But the problem is that he compared it to the Hadas. And by Hadasim, we don't hold like that. We hold that you only need most of the Hadas to be covered, not the whole Hadas. So the fact that the Gra made a connection between the Hadas and the Lulav would mean that just like we Paskin, it's enough to have most of the Hadas covered with leaves, it should be enough to have most of the Lulav covered with leaves. That means if a minority of the Lulav has no leaves at all, it would still be kosher according to the Gra's comparison to Hadas. Then at the very bottom of the Bir Halacha, on the next page, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shirkasav Gankin, the Kisui Lerov HaShedra Ba'inan, that you do not need the entire Shedra, the whole spine of the Lulav covered in leaves, it's enough to just have a majority covered. Then he goes on to say, maybe that's not what the Gra means, and maybe you really need the whole thing to be covered in leaves. V'tzarech Iyin B'kozeh. So the Bir Halacha leaves it unanswered. The issue in footnote 43 brings down from the Chazanish that no. He says, Chad Mashma'i, the entire lulav has to be covered with leaves, even if it's a mashahu that is uncovered, then that's not going to be good. The whole thing has to cover these, but the Bir Halacha, based on that Groha, has the whole Diyun. Do you need the whole Shedra, or it could be it's enough to have Rov covered with these. So that's Tafresh Mem Hey Sif Aleph and Beit.